tell me about CarCost Canada.
Well, what CarCost Canada does is we basically have all of the insider pricing for when a new car buyer wants to go do his research to buy a new car, wants to make sure he gets the best deal, and we basically deliver that information.
So is it kind of like Edmunds.com?
Yes, but unfortunately, the American consumers are under the illusion that they actually get all that information for free. All of the real information they can't get for free, and even the fictitious information we can't get up here for free either. So we actually do deliver all that insider information that that you're not actually getting for free.
So do you have to subscribe to CarCostCanada.com?
Yeah, we have a small subscription fee. It's $39.95. It allows you to build up to 10 different vehicles, and we send you email alerts if prices change and all that sort of good stuff.
What's Sounds the like... secret information that the American consumers are not getting from TrueCar.com or MSN Autos?
Well, a lot of the sites offer show you the invoice price.
Sure.
They'll show you the factory-to-consumer prices, factory-to-consumer rebates, sorry, but they're not giving you the factory-to-dealer incentives. And that's extra money that the factory offers to the dealers, and the dealers use at their discretion to negotiate
right.
deals. And that's why a dealer can sell you a car at invoice and still pay for a $5 million building.
Right. So you're talking about dealer cash, right?
That's right.
Yeah. As far as I know, I believe Edmunds does that, but they don't necessarily spell it out. They have a proprietary pricing thing where they say that it's figured into the price. So in some cases with dealer cash, it's up to the dealer whether they can give it to you or not. So if you know that it's there, you can go in there and say, hey, I want my extra $500. Now, maybe they'll give you three of it, and they still make money, and that's okay, too. But at least it's good to know that it's out there.
Well, I absolutely. We don't suggest that a dealer should sell the car and not make any money. All we're saying is for an educated consumer to make an offer, because that's obviously what the salesperson's job is, to get an offer out of the customer.
Right.
Well, you're going to be able to make a more educated offer if you've actually got the figures.
Right, and I can remember back in the early 2000s there being dealer cash on a BMW 7 Series that was close to $20,000 per car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and
that's
still
a big
is on
chunk.
Some cars.
So
yeah.
Even if you just go in there and say, look, I'm going to get a 7 Series anyway, and I want to get the best deal possible, you know, you go in there and say, hey, look, I know that there's this dealer cash. Can you give me, you know, I don't know, 70% of it? And, I mean, it's a negotiation. You might get it, you might not, but it's worth knowing.
Yeah, absolutely. With all of our experience dealing with hundreds of dealers, thousands of members in real-life situations, we've always found that the consumer actually knows what the cost is. They're willing to pay 4% or 5% margin profit to the dealer, and the dealers 90% of the time will accept that. And it really kind of takes the mystery out of pricing. Consumers feel a lot more comfortable with it, and the dealers actually find it a lot easier to sell a car.
Well, yeah, because I think what happens is it's easier to sell a car because I think the people who have done the research on websites like yours, and there's also TrueCar.com and MSN Autos and all that stuff, when they've gone through the whole process of doing that, I think it shows the dealership that this is a more serious buyer. This guy's ready to go rather than just a guy who wanders in off the street and goes, oh, I don't know anything about any of that, and then they walk away because the price wasn't fair. They don't think the price was fair, but they don't know because they didn't do the research.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
yeah, I don't want you know, as if I was a dealer, I wouldn't want somebody who thinks he knows how much I paid.
Right.
I'd rather him really know how much
right.
I paid and realize that, you know what, 5% margin is not a high margin, and anybody's entitled to make that, so it's not a problem.
Right, and Harry, we've said on this show many times, nobody is advocating that making money is wrong. That's the way the system works. That's capitalism, and the desire to make money is what helps these dealerships be competitive and offer competitive services and great customer service. So making money for a dealership is a good thing, actually, for the community and for everybody around.
I tell you what, as a dealer myself, you know, I had that huge nut every single month, and I knew I had to really churn and burn. You know, I had to make generate $240,000 in profit before I started making a dime, because my nut was $240,000, and of course, if I generated $280,000, then I made $40,000 for the month, or even better than that. But anyhow, yeah, it's expenses, and it's, you know, you need to let the dealer make a fair profit. I mean, You have to decide what that fair profit is, but you need to go in there with the mind. If you want this dealer to be around next time you buy a car,
right.
If you like the way he does business, you need to let him make some money.
He just wants to make all the money off of you.
Yeah, Ricardo, go ahead.
You know, and to touch on what Brian said, you know, about it being good for the community, if you ever take a look at a normal community and see the amount of tax and where it comes from the private sector versus the business sector, you'll see that most of your tax dollars come from the business sector, and you need to keep your businesses profitable in your community.
Yeah, that's a lot of jobs. If you think of a dealership, all the functions that they perform, service writers and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody's condoning that the dealer has to give his product away.
And
at the end of the day, you know, what we usually say is we kind of take that tension, which typically is in that car negotiation process,
right?
And we just kind of get rid of it because, you know, if the consumer's reasonable, he says, you know what, I think a 5% margin is reasonable. Mr. Dealer, do you think a 5% margin is reasonable? He says, yes, I do. Good, done. Let's go on to picking out the right car and being happy about it.
It doesn't need
to be a battle.
Do you guys provide any sort of, like, reviews of the cars or extra information how to shop, what cars to look for, what cars are reliable, which cars are not, anything like that?
Or how about the best buy of the month?
Yeah,
we do go through a lot of that. Unfortunately, it's kind of difficult to say because you can have three people shopping for similar cars, and they all pick a different one for a different reason. So
that's
for
true.
Us to kind of go out and say, well, this car is a better buy than that car, well, that's with my rules that they are. But maybe for you, certain aspects of that car are more attractive than others. So we kind of try to lay out all the details and kind of leave the judgment up to the consumer.
Oh. Yeah.
I tell you what, it sounds like a great site, folks. It's carcostcanada.com, carcostcanada.com. Of course, probably those prices don't apply to the lower 48 here. Right, Paul?
That's true. They are Canadian prices, and the way the Canadian dollar versus the U.S. dollar right now, it's roughly 107-ish. Cars are actually a little bit less expensive in the U.S. than they are in Canada. But there are some cases where they're cheaper here, and some people do cross-border shop, not a lot. But some people do from time to time, and it's always good to do your homework because sometimes there could be incentives up here that aren't in the States and vice versa. So sometimes it's kind of good to do your homework. You know, an extra tank of gas worth of research could save you quite a bit of money. So
I know. I can remember. Oh, it might have been 10 years back where it was very beneficial to go across and buy a vehicle in Canada. You could have saved a few thousand dollars. Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because you're talking about 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
Six years ago, where the Canadian dollar was worth about 60, 65 cents. So you'd come up here with an American dollar, and you'd have almost $1.50.
Right.
Well, the cars here are maybe 15% more expensive. So you pay 15% more, you get 150% back. That's a huge
thing. Hey, Paul, I want to thank you for being with us. I know you're in Canada, but hey, folks, hey, you can relate to this site. Go to carcostcanada.com, carcostcanada.com. Brian, you hang on. Ricardo, you hang on, and we'll be right back. Thanks for being with us, Paul.